Hello, my name is Barbara Denenpont. I'm the executive director of the Gangaji Foundation. We received a beautiful letter from a prisoner who participates in Gangaji's Freedom Inside course by mail. I invite you to take a few minutes now to listen to Gangaji read his letter and then speak about our own experience of working with prisoners. Our brief conversation tells you why this program is so central to Gangaji's work.
Dear Gangaji, finishing book one was the greatest awakening I have ever had. And without drowning you in details, you helped me to take back my life, one eternity at a time. There is a space between the ticks of the second hand on a clock, in the time it takes our eyes to blink, from switching our breath from in to out, is a small window of time, and space, and quiet. Focus on these has helped me show my spirit. But changing the labels I put on things and how I view my story of pain, loss, hurt, and anger has given my heart a grip on love and peace. Surrender has been my mountain I climbed. But this too shall pass. All is vapor. All is fleeting. Everything is impermanent. All our constructs will collapse eventually. Love, hope, peace, reducing the pain body of individual and collective is my goal, and I'm filled with happiness to do my part. I'm finished now after 8 months with book one and was hoping for course lesson book two. The book Hidden Treasure I have read two times and passed around to numerous others to hopefully help them also. If there is another book I can read, I would love that too. Bless you all and your efforts to help those in need. Love and thoughts, Jeffrey.
Well, I really wanted to share Jeffrey, this beautiful soul, with everyone. And your reading his letter brings it home.
There it is. It's in case we wondered, is anybody being affected by the newsletters, the books, the connection, the correspondence? Here it is. And of course, this is not the only letter we get, but it's just so here in this letter, so present.
Well, you've been speaking to this particular community of men and women living behind bars for maybe 30 years now, at least close to 30 years. Yeah. And they've been such a central part of the Gangaji Foundation and their contribution to all awakening. And I recently read a piece where a young man wrote to us and said, I know I can make a difference in the world. Mm. And this just, it just so touches my heart, you know, to know that just even in prison, this invitation is alive.
Well, it's such a teaching for those of us not in prison that we are privileged to not be in prison. Because if we had a different government or if we had different rules, most of us would be. Most of the people who come to satsang are independent thinkers and have already chosen to live a life that's free of what was designed for them. So we're lucky we're not in jail at this point in time. And sometimes with that luck, we make assumptions about those people who are in jail, that they are somehow less than us, less intelligent. Certainly they're less lucky, and they have made, many of them, very bad choices. But very early on in going into the prisons in Colorado, I recognized these people who are responding to this, just as people respond outside of prison, really have something to teach those of us outside. And that is that we are all oneself, and that the capacity of our minds, of our brains, to recognize that is present everywhere under the worst of circumstances. When I would speak to people in Boulder, the meetings that were happening in Boulder then, the group, and there were hundreds of people in those big meetings, would just light up. They received so much transmission from the prisoners. So yes, we were going into the prisons and we were bringing the good thoughts of all those people into the prisoners. And certainly the transmission from Papaji and Ramana. But the prisoners' response was then a great gift to those on the outside. And it was also a challenge that we can find how to imprison ourselves very easily with our day-to-day troubles or just the tedium that may be present in living. But when you're really in prison and you really make that choice to be free, to investigate, to inquire, who am I? Then that just brings it home. What do you want? What is important to you? How are you living your life? So it's definitely been a two-way exchange, in and out.
Inside and outside.
Yes.
Well, I'm also just so grateful to this community for sustaining and working with all of us here at the foundation and making it possible, and for you making it possible, mm-hmm. and just that we can take care of each other in this way. It's just so moving to get the requests, you know, and to see on a, you know, on a map of 800 prisons and, you know, maybe somebody would consider that small, but to me, it's huge.
It is huge.
And it just represents the heart and that it's everywhere. And this invitation finds its way mysteriously.
It was huge when it was one prison.
Yeah.
You know, it was. It was astounding. That was it, one prison for a while, and then it began to grow, and many prisons. And then in the prison politics, that can change at any moment. We can be shut out of prisons because it's not as if it's just what the people in prison want. It's the prison officials and making some kind of relationship there, proving that we are not a detriment to the prisoners. And so we've always had that balance of the relationship of how do we stay in with these people, men and women? How can we support them? And then their support for us is just the natural overflow of that. So, yeah, I'm so grateful for this program. It's really moving to me. And in some sense, it's the very heart of the foundation. Because it is, how are we offering what we have discovered, to whatever degree we have discovered it, to any who are interested? And that's what we do. We simply put the invitation out to subscribe to the newsletter, or we give the books free to the prisoners, and then we see who responds. And as we know from people who have been released from prison and then have become a part of the community, It's life-changing, and it gives them a fresh opportunity, just as it gives each of us a fresh opportunity to discover what is true, what is this life for.
Yeah, I think what I find so powerful in Jeffrey's letter is when he says, changing the labels I put on things and how I view my story of pain, loss, hurt and anger has given my heart a grip on love and peace. The simplicity of that.
And it's also beautiful in that it doesn't say how I get rid of my story of pain. It's what my perspective is, because stories of pain and pain itself will arise. But what's the perspective? And you can see from his letter, his transmission in his letter, his perspective has been set free. A grip on love and peace. Surrender has been my mountain I climb. That's a beautiful, poetic statement. Because it is a mountain. It's interesting that it's the opposite, you know, of going down into yourself. It's this mountain to climb, because it is such a challenge to open, to surrender, to really inquire. He took the challenge. And we never know who will accept the challenge We never know what their circumstances will be, where they'll be living, what their past is, what their karma is, and what their meditation is. Just to hear the invitation, and as Jeffrey has shown us, to respond. It's fantastic. I don't know if he's saying he took 8 months with book one. Maybe. I'm finished now after 8 months with book one. If so, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really living with something.
Yes. Well, it is rich. I mean, the material is quite rich in those books. And it's thrilling to, you know, just mail the packages out. You know, these are the simple things, and yet you know that there's somebody receiving it on the other end, somebody who've asked for that. And so I know we can all relate to that, that something fell into our lives or into our lap that said, wait a minute, stop. So,
yes.
You know, what a joy to serve this and be served by it. That's really how I experience it. And thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you, Jeffrey. We'll be sure to write him back and let him know.
Yes,
we were talking about you.
What good use already.
His
the grip on love and peace his life now is. Yes, thank you, Jeffrey. And thank you all supporters of the prison program and volunteers. As you just said, it couldn't happen without you.
Well, thanks for taking this moment and sharing this letter with the world.
Well, what joy.
If you were as moved by Jeffrey's letter as I am, I invite you to read from our library of prisoners' letters on Gangaji's website, gangaji.org. That's GANGAJI.ORG. There you'll find more about the Freedom Inside course for prisoners and how you can offer your support to this community of men and women seeking peace, seeking freedom, just like you and me, while they're living behind bars. Your contributions as a donor and volunteer are deeply meaningful to this community. Also, if you have questions about the prison program, just feel free to email me, Barb, at info@gangaji.org. Thanks for listening.